today on Compassion Radio.
The idea of home church for everybody is difficult because the castes are still there. It's stratifying society.
Yeah.
But when you build your house, then all those castes can enter your house.
Yes.
And that's where the kingdom of God finally merges together and it can worship as equals. That's the big transformation then for the spiritual life of Indians,
yeah,
is to meet in a place where in the kingdom, they are one caste. They are a kingdom caste, if I could put it that way.
Yes, yes.
So that's a big change.
Yeah.
So people are actually interacting with each other that they never would have even talked to in their entire life.
This is Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. On this program, Bram spends time with people who live their lives in a missional way, whether it's in a mud hut in remote Africa, a church in war-torn Ukraine, a village in Nepal devastated by an earthquake, or one of the countless Christ-centered ministries in the United States. Bram is there, tirelessly bringing you the life-changing stories of God's love, goodness, and faithfulness. A while back, Bram had the chance to speak with the Reverend C. Benjamin of the India Gospel League. Now, this is a ministry that does more than just talk about helping people. They're making a real difference in a hands-on way in the lives of countless people in India. I'm Frank Montenegro, inviting you to join us for the final part of their conversation.
What's happening now? The India Gospel League is maturing as an organization. It's still a movement. It's not like it's been solidified into one, like a new caste system. It's a free expression of cooperation. So you don't have requirements, or you'll have your own seminaries or things, but you do bring Bible training to them. So what's happening now? What is God saying is the next stage for the India Gospel League?
Now we are experiencing the open door, and God allowing us to reaching out this non-unreached villages. So we have a plan of saturating the region in at a time. So we select a region for 5 years and train the church planters, about 60 to 100 church planters, and work through them in 5 years' time. Our goal is to plant a village church in every village.
So focusing geographically on a region, you have a nugget of about 60 or so
church planters. Yeah.
And since you have currently about 6,000 of them, I guess that would mean you have about 100 different regions you're focusing on to fill out now.
Yeah.
So you have an initial contact there. You've reached that state.
Yes.
Now you're going to subdivide out and try to holistically approach that whole region.
Yeah, we have already identified church planters. We have existing churches out there. Through this church, we have a strategy to identify all the unreached villages in that region. And then a church planter given a goal to plant one church so that within 5 years, one church planter will at least minimum, they saturate that five villages surrounding that church.
So if you had about 60 or so of those people doing this over the course of 5 years or so, you're talking a number of thousands of new churches.
It would be planted in that area.
And it would have a good representation amongst the entire population of that region.
Yes.
Which will be linguistically, culturally, culinary.
Yeah.
All those things will be unique to that area. So it might be a totally different nation to you as a Tamil going north.
Yeah. India Gospel League is always focusing on the holistic ministry of reaching out, not only evangelizing and church planting, but developing the people in economical condition, developing the health and hygiene in that area, and releasing people from the addiction in that area. So it's developing children, giving them education opportunities. And also through microcredit programs, we able to develop the economical condition of the family. Yeah.
And when you talk about microcredit, it's focused primarily, if not exclusively, on the women.
Yes.
Of India. Now that's new because most of the money and control has flowed through the men of the society.
Yeah.
And now you have liberated the women to find their place of productivity, to become kind of Proverbs 31 women.
Yeah.
They're productive. They're doing things. They're taking care of their households. They're spreading the gospel. They're teaching their children well and transforming their society. And what's the success rate? You give thousands and thousands of these loans to start little micro businesses, whether it's weaving or raising livestock or selling milk and other meat and those kind of things. What percentage of those loans are paid back?
Almost 100%, because we also giving that loan not to as an individual, but as a women, we call women transformation groups.
Okay.
We form a women transformation group, and every women transformation group have a group decision, and there'll be a leader. They receive a loan as a group, and their accountable to each other.
Okay, so like they're like a small bank then.
Yeah.
So you'll extend a certain amount of credit to that group.
Yeah.
And then they have to decide So we call those maybe credit unions here in the United States, which would be a cooperative of people that actually own that particular branch. Now, it's not big money-wise, but the impact is huge.
Yes.
So what's coming next?
When they receive that money, they buy some cattle or they start a small shop, do some business, or they can buy vegetables and sell to the villagers. Lots of things they do with that money. And that money, whatever the income they receive, the women have some empower to take care of the family and to feed children and get education.
So a women's transformation group then would be kind of like a credit union where they would cooperate together and be responsible to each other.
Yeah.
And you as an organization of IGL would have extended a certain amount of financial credit to them to use.
Yeah.
So they do what with that money they receive?
And they buy some cattle, cows, and they buy some chicken or start a small cottage businesses in the village.
Maybe buy some raw materials to make into the clothing or something.
Yeah, they also have some handcrafts. So they buy and do some handcrafts. So that we also... we'll also help them to market those things.
Okay.
Whatever they produce.
So if they produce things, they need to sell in other places to make some money. You would take them to where, for example?
We buy from them
and
we sell it to the shops and the people who are selling.
So IGL is in the process of not only funding new endeavors, but becoming a wholesaler, a marketer to help them extend their reach.
Yeah, so they can get the right price for their product.
Interesting. So how is the program going in? Has it been the success you were hoping for?
Yes, it has a tremendous change in the lives of the people who received that money. And so once they pay back and they also receive some more money so they can progress in their business and whatever they do. And also they recommend a new women to receive that money. So
they're finding new people that they believe have the capacity to produce.
There are lots of new women transformation groups are formed in that villages because of that change taken in one group. So the other women saw that they also want to form a group and receive those blessings.
And they're becoming a discipleship group as well, right?
The gospel is at
the center of this.
Yeah, they are part of a life center in that village.
Great. So the church, as I've seen them, you might have a village where there's just some huts or very small infrastructure, most families living in one room together. And then you come along and the church grows and you have 20 families or more that are meeting under a tree or something, wherever they can. The Life Center doesn't come along right away, but they've established themselves. If they're very fortunate, they will have someone to partner with them to help them get that Life Center built. And then all these other things are added beside. So the Life Center is not something that's automatic, but they're not waiting for the Life Center to do ministry. The Life Center comes as a result of the ministry they're doing.
Yes.
So even if there's not a Life Center there, they will continue to go out and continue moving forward and planting more churches.
Yes, the Life Center, it's only comes after 1 or 2, 3 years they plant a church in that village, or sometime 5 years. But they don't wait for a church building. So whatever the place available in that village, they gather together and do all the ministries of the church in that village. And India Gospel League also helped them. Before the building a Life Center, we go through all these programs. But once the Life Center is built in that village, that became an intangible witness to that village and became a great tool to conduct many programs so people can come inside and train and receive a different kind of equipping and training in that building. Because of casteism, it's very hard for a villagers to come into the different houses. But if there is a common building, is anybody bold enough to come inside?
Can you break that down for 1 second? Yeah. When you talk about the caste system in India, we kind of understand the idea that the low people would not associate with high people.
Yeah.
And that you would be born into a caste where your identity was determined by your birth. Mm. So whatever your family's financial condition was at that time determines you. So there's no way up or out.
Yeah.
But in the church, it's much different. But you have those restrictions sociologically, so that if you were living in a low poverty house and you were part of a low caste, someone from a middle class caste would not be even permitted socially to enter their home.
Yes.
So the idea of home church for everybody is difficult because the castes are still there. It's stratifying society.
Yeah.
But when you build your house, then all those castes can enter your house.
Yes.
And that's where the kingdom of God finally merges together and it can worship as equals. So that's the big transformation then for the spiritual life of Indians is to meet in a place where in the kingdom, they are one caste. They are a kingdom caste, if I could put it that way.
Yes, yes.
So that's a big change.
Yeah.
So people are actually interacting with each other that they never would have even talked to in their entire life.
Yeah, that's important, the need of a life center or a common building in a village, because a low or a middle or a higher caste, anybody can come into this building. If it is a house area, because they're already segregated with a different group of people there.
All right, so we have people coming together and worshiping the first time and creating a whole new society. I'll ask the tough question now. You've got 70,000 churches out there. How many of them have life centers?
It's only so far we have built only about 600 life centers.
So we still have 100 to 1 or so.
Yes.
That's a big factor of change. Yeah. So you're hoping over the next few generations that all of that will be built out eventually.
Yes, that's an important need, and we pray and believe that God will provide.
You're listening to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. There's a lot more coming up, so please stay with us. Here's a word from Bram.
Friends, I'm going to ask you for something special this month. If you are at all able and you want to be part of what God is doing around the world through Compassion Radio and its partners, would you dig deep and give as generously as you can this month? I ask for two important reasons. First, we need to take care of our responsibilities to our wonderful broadcast partners. Now, that means the station you're hearing us on right now. Now, I know it should be obvious, but we need to mention it from time to time. If this station didn't exist, you wouldn't be hearing us. And these stations welcome us on the air because they believe in us and because they believe you will want to support the work we do. Secondly, we will be debuting something brand new next month that is, frankly, a huge answer to prayer for us. And it will enable us together with you to give like never before to Great Commission work. But we've got to start with a clean slate, and we're coming off a very lean summer. We can get back to our baseline budget quickly if you'll simply stop for a moment and send a gift today. Can I count on you to make October a special time for Compassion Radio? While you pray about that, know that we're praying for you, that the Lord will bless and increase your capacity to live and give for Him in the days ahead. God bless you all, friends, and let me hear from you today.
If you'd like to partner with Compassion Radio, you can call us right now at 800-868-2478, or you can go to CompassionRadio.com. If you'd really like to make your giving super easy, you can just text the word COMPASSION to 53445. And last but certainly not least, if you want to go old school and mail us your tax-deductible donation, great. Just send it to Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Thanks a lot.
We're always on mission. This is Compassion Radio with Bram Floria.
will sing again.
Radio with Bram Floria.
I know we could go for hours just discussing the financial details of certain things, but I'll just recap a couple of things that we know about. For example, when we think about sponsoring a new pastor in the United States to go do his work in a new town or something, we have to think about their housing, their food, their family's needs, clothing. And it starts adding up pretty fast that we have to support somebody at a level that would be comparable to a middle-class life of any other person in the church. So we'd be talking maybe $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year, depending on the part of the country that a new ministry might be started. Now, to do this on a barefoot pastor project, which they literally will walk into a village and start, their needs are the same, but comparably in their society and in their economics, that translates out into American dollars about $100 a month would do the job.
Yes.
So the life of a pastor and his family could be taken care of for that little amount of money. So you talk about the return on investment. It's a great return. So that's why we encourage so many of our givers and projects that we do through Compassion Radio to participate in that from time to time so that we can sponsor some of these barefoot pastors. And the Life Center itself, when we think about building a church facility here in the States, we have many restrictions and requirements, of course, zoning codes and building codes, all kinds of things that require us to jump through hoops with our governments. And there are good reasons for those things. But in India, we don't have quite that same kind of cost over the top of the cost of the building itself. So you can put up one of these buildings for as little as like $8,000, could produce a home for the church and for the community, which would be about what Americans might spend on a sign out in front of their church. Mm-hmm. So the return, again, on the investment is huge. And so I always try to get people around that idea. If you put together your pocket change with your Sunday school class over the course of a year, you might be able to build an entire church for a congregation in India. So I want to make sure by the end of our broadcast that we've mentioned the website so that you can have people find out more about the India Gospel League. The last thing I want to ask you before we part ways today is just speak over what you've seen here in America. What kind of blessing or encouragement would you, Benny, being a church planter, pastor yourself, helping those to step out in your country, when you come to America, what do you wish that we would understand about the Spirit of God and about the times we live in?
as I come here and I want to share the vision God has given to us, I see that there is an opportunity, there's a resources we have here. The church can partnering with us, not only giving just a finance, giving a checks, but we want to have a close relationships. You know, yes. The churches can like an adapter region or adapter church planter. People from here can come and involve the ministry directly there and see what the Lord is doing. And then that ministry is a part of your life.
Yes.
And you are a part of the kingdom of God. You feel that you are also involving in the ministry. So as I'm going around this country, I'm inviting people to come and see and to be a part of what God is doing in India. And you have resources with you, and not only your resources, but you yourself be a part of fulfilling the Great Commission in your life and fulfilling what God has given to us as a purpose and plan for our life, to fulfilling the mission of God in our lives. So I'm extending an invitation to whoever I meet to come and be a part of Ministry of India Gospel League in India.
So God's people themselves are the greatest resource.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've seen that welcome too.
Yeah.
The invitation you're extending is not just to come look and see and stay in a hotel and be a tourist in India. You're talking about inviting them to your table.
Yes.
So when we went to India last time, we actually sat down and had dinner with you.
Yes.
And I know even here at home, when we finally cross that threshold into someone else's home and sit down with them and eat and worship and talk and pray, you connect on a level that is the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And our churches in America are learning that now about how important it is to eat together, just like they talk about in the New Testament.
Mm.
And you're doing that in India. And you do that for your guests and visitors that come to be with you in India. You open your table and your homes, and then you take them around to see the other homes of people that have been transformed by the gospel.
Yeah.
And that's a powerful thing, because you're right, we connect as friends and equals before the throne of grace, and it's something that locks in your heart forever. Yeah. So that invitation is genuine, friends. I know the India Gospel League are great and very hospitable hosts, and they will show you amazing things that God is doing on the front lines of faith in India. But it's not the only thing that they're doing, touring people around to show them how they can give or be part of it. They're blessing us back by the stories of what God's doing on the front lines, lives changed, and spiritual territory being taken back from the enemy. And how people are being transformed into powerful beacons of light. That's a worldwide phenomenon. And right now, India is at the very center of the action. So we're very pleased and honored, Benny, that you would spend some time with us again and bring the latest report from India and the India Gospel League. Now, the website for your ministry again is iglworld.org. IGL for India Gospel League, world.org. We know we'll be doing many things over many years with you, I'm sure of that. And we're pleased anytime we get a chance to hear what God is doing in India.
I'm privileged to come and share with you the vision what God has given to us. We'd like to invite you to be part of it.
Thanks for being with us today.
If you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can listen again anytime just by opening up a browser on your computer, smartphone, or tablet and going to CompassionRadio.com. While you're there, go ahead and check out our newsletter to find out more about this ministry. And please think about signing up for our email updates. Again, it's CompassionRadio.com. Now, if this broadcast is a blessing to you, would you please consider three things? First, please pray for us. Your prayers are vital to the effectiveness of this ministry. Second, would you please tell a friend about Compassion Radio? Sharing this broadcast will help us reach as many people as possible with the encouraging reports Bram brings us from the mission field, both here in the U.S. and abroad. And finally, would you please consider supporting this ministry financially? Compassion Radio is 100% listener-supported. That means it's your gifts that make it possible for us to continue. Now, there's a couple of ways you can get a hold of us. You can call us right now at 800-868-2478, or you can go to CompassionRadio.com, and when you're there, just click on the Donate button. Again, it's 800-868-2478, or CompassionRadio.com. Now, if you'd really like to make your giving super easy, you can just text the word COMPASSION to 53445. That's the word compassion, C-O-M-P-A-S-S-I-O-N, to 53445. And last but certainly not least, if you want to go old school and mail us your tax-deductible donation, great. Just send it to Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Thanks a lot. And thanks for taking time out of your busy day to listen. We are so very thankful for you. And please be sure to join us again for more Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. This program is sponsored by Compassion Radio Ministries and your generous financial support.